Well, good afternoon, everyone. Certainly wonderful to see everybody here. I'm glad you all can make it. Well, on this first day of Unleavened Bread, I thought it would be fitting to focus on a concept that's at the core, a core principle that surrounds these days. That concept is, of course, simple but complicated at the same time, and that is putting sin out of our lives and putting God into our lives. If you will, to get started, turn with me to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, and we'll be beginning in verse 17. It says in verse 17, So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For on this day, same day, I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread, and until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened bread. We've all gone through the process of putting leaven out of our physical houses and in preparing for these days and putting sin out as well. But you notice we are given a specific command here in verse 20. It says, it doesn't just say you shall eat nothing leavened and leave it there, but we're specifically commanded not to eat anything leavened, and then we are specifically commanded to eat unleavened bread. I think this is significant. And we'll see why. So now we have the leaven out. So now we are to be putting in unleavened bread. It's interesting as we see it that sin is likened to leaven in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. A passage I'm sure we're all familiar with, but these days are about refreshing our memory. So, if you will, please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse 6. Chapter 5, verse 6, to be clear. I'll get there yet. There we are. It says, here is just before it was, Paul was telling the Corinthians, he was referring to them glorying and harboring a man that had committed sexual sin. We're breaking into thought here in verse 6. For your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. Why? For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Oh, there's why. That's how we can be. In verse 8, it says, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So here we see that leaven can represent, be likened to sin. And specifically, we're told we were told to put out leavened bread and to put in unleavened bread. Here in Corinthians, that theme is continued. As in, we are to put off the old leaven, the leaven of malice and wickedness, and we are to put in or keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And that really is the core concept around one of the core concepts around these days. It's not an easy concept. It's a lifelong process concept, but it's something we have to keep on doing. This concept of putting out the old and putting on the new is also contained in Ephesians chapter 4. Makes it quite clear. If you will, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll begin in verse 17. Here's some pages turning. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. I think most of us are there. It says, "This I say, therefore, testifying in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness." Verse 20, "But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus." Verse 22, "That you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness." Here the concept is made crystal clear. We ought to be putting off the old sinful man and putting on the new godly man. This process is made possible as we just went through Passover. Christ's sacrifice for our sins makes this all possible. Obviously, we can't do this alone. But there's great symbolism here in these days. So you put off, like at baptism, you put off the sinful worldly things. Once you have that out of your life, you have this void. Just like when you take out the leavened bread in your house, the cupboard where you keep your bread is now would be empty. But instead, you're supposed to put something in that place. We're supposed to take unleavened bread and put it and take the place of the leavened bread. And that's all symbolic of the same process that we're supposed to be doing in our lives. We're going to be taking out these sinful things that puff us up and put in the godly, righteous things that build a godly, righteous character. Because we know, I mean, from our, I'm sure we've all had experiences, if you don't put something in the habits place, something will go into it. Whether you put it there or not, something's going to fill that void. It's kind of like a law of nature. So now we have this, if we put that out, now we have this void, and we need to fill these areas with the right concepts. We need to put in the good, the new man, put on the godly things, which is made clear here in Ephesians as we keep reading in verse 25, excuse me. "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." Verse 26, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil." Verse 28, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, But what is good for necessary edification, that is, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice, notice verse 23. There's another list. Those are the things we're to be putting out. Verse 32 tells us some things we should be putting in. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So the concept isn't that complex. It's pretty simple, right? You put off the old man, and you put on the new. You put out the sin. You put in godly things. Simple enough, but the process is not so simple. It's a lifelong process that we must keep at and ask for help in. So as we keep these days, and as these days go, and we go on into our lives, let us continue to put off the old sinful man and put on the new godly man.